Did you send me a script, Mary?
I did.
That must be in a separate email.
All right. Hold on. Let me resend it to you real fast, okay?
Yeah. I have the email with the agenda and the staff comments, but...
Okay. Just give me one second.
Sure.
Hey, all. It's David. I was sort of half listening while listening to another call up until this minute. So if I missed something, just let me know.
Yep. I'll just give you a virtual slap. Nope, you're good.
Okay.
Okay, it's on its way. I think it may have gotten stuck in my out inbox or my out box, which has been happening the last couple of days.
I got it.
Great.
I got it. Great.
Great.
So I guess we're ready to start then, and I'll just go ahead. I am calling this South End Landmark District Commission public hearing to order at 5:32 p.m. on June 2nd, 2020. You can participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link in our agenda posted online at https://us02web.zoom.us/j/873738068/04 or calling 929-205-6099 and entering meeting ID 873-7380-6804#. You can also submit comments by email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter at Boston Landmarks. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to deliberate to the deliberations of the South End Landmark District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag #SEJune2Hearing. We will repeat these instructions during the public comment period for each application. At this point, we will go to the design review hearing and hear the first application. The first application is 20.969 591 Tremont Street. And the proposed work is at the garden level entrance under the stoop, install a door and tile at the landing, repaint masonry stoop and facade apron. See additional items under administrative review. So is the applicant ready to present?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Stephanie Seely, and I'm a project manager with Structure Construction Management, and I will be representing the owners of 591 Tremont Street this evening. That would be Claudia Moreno and Aki Khan. They are looking to, on the PDF in front of you, the left image is the current conditions of their stairs, and their neighbors is the image on the right where they have replaced the lower door with a custom metal door with a glass inset and tile at the bottom of the stairs. And Claudia and Aki would like to do the same thing going down to their lower level. Again, it would be a custom made door, so that would be fit perfectly. And then the material, the exterior tile material, the sample that they're showing, those are 12, 6x12s, and they would be cut into 6x6 tiles to be down. So it would be very similar to the image that's on the right there. And they will also be replacing, they would also like to replace out the light that is haphazardly hanging on their building with a light very similar to what is shown on the right. And those light options are option one and option two shown on this PDF.
I thought there was painting.
Painting
and all. Is that, Mary, is that administrative or is that part of this?
So it is on design review because I believe the applicants would like to repaint the facade or repaint the stoop and the facade apron gray when it should be painted the color of the underlying stone. So all of the stone trim on the building right now is currently painted gray.
Yes, and they thought that they could just paint the stoop and, you know, that the apron gray. I have told them that if they paint, it needs to be the brown, that is the approved color of the South End Historic District. And they are currently holding on that, I believe, because they don't want to paint the bottom brown and then have all the windows and other trim gray. And it currently wasn't factored in having to paint the full facade. They were under the impression that the gray was one of the approved colors. Since they've owned the building, that was the color, so that's what they assumed. So it's currently not in budget to do everything, so they will be holding on the painting portion of it. But there is, I didn't know if I should talk about it now because I see that it's lower. They do have two wood doors that they would like to refinish that are at the top of the stairs, and they would still like to do that work.
So the refinishing of the doors, because you're just refinishing them, you're not replacing them or anything like that. Refinishing is administrative review, so you don't have to discuss that right now.
Okay.
So then from everything you've discussed, the only thing we're really needing to vote on is the installation of a door similar to the one at 593. Tremont, and the 6x6 tiles at the base of the steps. Is that correct?
And the replacement of the light fixture.
Light fixtures are exempt from review, so you don't have to talk about that. That's okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So Mary, before we go to...
Mm-hmm.
For me to ask questions of other commissioners. If light fixtures are exempt from our review, are there still other city agencies or boards with jurisdiction over the light fixture?
I don't think so. Joe, do you happen to know the answer to that question? I don't think so, because it's just an exterior.
Yeah, not that I know of. They'll probably need to have it as part of their building permit.
Okay.
Because we have historically commented on light fixtures.
We can always state our preferences, but I thought commercial was exempt, but residential was not.
Let's go to the guidelines.
I could happy to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while we're waiting, I'll just say, over the years, the commission has preferred or suggested hidden light fixtures because in the Victorian era, you didn't have wall-mounted electric fixtures.
So under exemptions of review or exemptions from review, exterior lighting. It is encouraged but not required that vestibules and doorways be illuminated. Lighting on the facade was not part of 19th century South End row house design. Exterior lighting should be generally concealed, for example, recessed over doors, and should not imitate earlier 18th century styles, for example, colonial lanterns. Simple contemporary fixtures are a suitable alternative.
So it says that they're exempt from review, but then states the preferences.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And there's no distinction between commercial and residential?
Not in the guidelines, not from what okay. I'm seeing, no.
I don't know where I'm remembering that from. Okay.
Okay. So I'll go to questions from commissioners. John, since you've been speaking already, why don't you ask questions if you have any?
Would you just tell us a little bit more about the door? It says metal, but is it a solid? Aluminum clad?
Sorry. There's a drawing that's one that's attached to this.
Next page.
So, yeah. So this here would be the door. The frame of it is metal, and then the interior panel is glass.
Sorry, go ahead.
The metal part will be painted black, and it's a custom door, custom jamb, and currently right now, I don't believe there is a threshold because of how it's being made. It will be direct onto the tile, but if needed, there may be a small threshold across the end, but currently the gentleman who is building the door is saying that a threshold will not be needed.
Okay, in the previous picture, it looks like there's a jam existing. Is that what that is? And is that original?
Yes.
Are you planning to remove that jam or reuse it?
We were planning on removing it because we were going to put in a custom metal jam. I do not believe that that jam is metal right now. So they didn't want to put a metal door into that jam. But if there's a requirement for us to do otherwise, I will most certainly abide by that. I know the quote that I have from the gentleman making the door includes a custom jam. So we were planning on replacing it.
Okay. And is this aluminum or is it a light gauge or heavy gauge or is it solid aluminum clad or? Or is it just brake metal?
Sorry, I'm getting to his description now. My apologies that I don't have that information up on me.
Who's manufacturing it?
A company called Blue Barn.
I don't know them. Okay.
1 inch by 2 inch HSS tube construction with a 1/2 inch angle iron stops is the description that I have here for the door.
Okay, I'm not sure I really followed that, but okay. I think that's all my questions, John.
Okay. Fabian, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have two questions. I think the first one is, you've shown this tiling at 593. Do you have any other predicates in the south end for this sort of tiling? Because I do not recall this, or seeing this anywhere else.
I do not have any. When we did our walkthrough with a customer, this was the reference point that they had wanted us. They had wanted to clean up the front of their house, and they wanted it to match the neighbors, was the only direction that we were given.
Okay, and then my second question is, I'm a little confused. You initially talked about a couple of doors being refinished. Were those at the level above this, or where are those going to be?
The double wood doors that are at the top of the stairs.
I see, those doors, okay. This door will be new.
Yes, this door
will be new.
And that's okay. Being custom made, yes.
Okay.
Great.
That those were my questions.
Great. Thanks, Fabian. David, do you have any questions?
I don't have any additional questions right now.
Okay. I have one question, which is, what is the material of the tile you're proposing?
Porcelain ceramic tile.
Is it exterior? Is it for exterior use?
I believe, yes, my designer wouldn't give me something that wasn't. She was the one on this. I can confirm that, though, if I can get back to you. But our designer is the one who did this, and she knows not to give us a material that would not work.
Okay. I'm sorry, do we have Catherine or Diana on? I don't see them in the lineup.
They're both there, yeah.
Oh, they are? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Catherine, do you have questions? Hi, Catherine.
I'm here, John.
Great, we can hear you now. Oh, wait, no, I can hear Diana, but I can't hear you, Catherine. Catherine, can you see if you're muted? Are you not? Are you muted?
I just saw her unmute. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It says she's unmuted.
But it looks like she's muted.
Yeah. So, Catherine, maybe you could sign out and sign back in and see if that'll work.
Catherine, I think it's your microphone hookup. Test your microphone. Zoom allows you to do that from the base.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now turn up your microphone. Turn up the volume.
No.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Hear you now.
Wait a minute. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Well, there's some master control that mutes me because I'm not muting myself. I don't know what's going on. So anyway, my only question back to John Freeman, you mentioned commercial lighting being exempt, not residential. Can you just explain that?
No, Mary said that's not true. My memory was wrong.
Oh, well, we have reviewed. Are we saying we can't review this lighting?
Exterior lighting is listed in the guidelines as being exempt from review.
Huh. Interesting.
The guidelines provide a preference, but...
Yeah, they make recommendations, but it's not something that can be enforced.
Okay, thanks. I don't have any questions then. I'll wait for comments, though. Thanks, okay. John.
You're welcome, Catherine. Diana, do you have questions?
I just have one question. The tile that they're suggesting, is that going to go from the stairs all the way to the door?
Yes, it will be from the base of the stairs. It will actually be from the base of the stairs and then into, it will run all
into the little alcove there. Okay. I just was trying to be clear on that. And that's exterior ceramic tile, you said.
Yes.
Okay. That was the extent of my questions. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. So we'll go to comments then, and I'll go back to you, John, to start with comments.
Okay, I'll let you guys talk about the tile. I'll start with the door. I think first, as far as the configuration of the door, I think it's fine. The only question I have is I think in previous approvals, just to be consistent, I think we've required a higher bottom rail, more in keeping with a typical south end door. They always had the higher rails, but I'm not 100% sure of that. My memory seems not to work as well in Zoom space for some reason.
Hmm.
Do you remember, John?
John, if it helps you, I can't ever remember approving a door of that configuration for a residential entry. Doors of that configuration are typically reserved for commercial entries.
Okay, good.
Where the glass goes all the way to the ground with a small rail at the bottom.
All right, so I'm not completely failing in my memory.
No.
As far as there's no existing door, I gather, but there does seem to be something there that may or may not be an existing jamb. And I think we need to know more information about that. And in general, I think we need a detail of how this is going to attach, what the joint between the new metal material and the historic material is going to be, whether it's going to be, you know, lagged into the stone, whether it's going to be epoxied, and whether it's going to, what's called panning, which is cover up the existing jam or remove it. And it just would be, I don't think, at this point, I don't think I want to make them come back, but maybe, depending on how discussion goes with the rest of the commission, it might be worth remanding this to staff or for further information on all of that detail.
Sorry to jump in, but I believe there is a door there. Stephanie, can you comment?
I do believe there is a door there as well. I believe it's exceptionally deteriorated, and I think it's wood, and it was why they were specifically asking for a metal door.
So is it a historic door? Is it?
That I don't know, but that I can find that out.
I think we need to know what the configuration of that door is.
Absolutely.
Can I ask a question, and I'm slightly embarrassed to ask this, but how would I determine if the door is or is not historic?
There's several things you can look for, but probably the best way is to have Mary come out and look at it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm happy to come take a look at it.
Okay, all right, perfect.
So just to comment, my recollection is it's a flat door with no molding at all, and does not appear to be historic.
Okay.
So the door that is there, I do know it is just a green. I feel like it's always kicked to the side, and that's why I can't really remember. I don't recall there being any interesting details to it.
Well, if it was a replacement door, which is what David seems to be describing, we would allow it to be removed. But if it's an original door,
of course,
there's not many of those left under the stoops in the south end, and that would be something that we would require to be restored rather than removed. So it's worth finding out for sure.
Okay. Yep. I will definitely make that happen.
That's a really good point of discussion, John. Thank you for your comment there. Catherine, do you have comments?
Well, I guess we need to. Hello?
Yep.
I guess we need to determine whether or not there's a door there, and if it's original. If there's not, I would say that the example they're giving at 593 just is. Seems inappropriate, and I can't imagine that was approved.
Actually, we have in our staff comments, Catherine, that while there is an application for 593 doing work in that area, it doesn't mention the door. So, we don't have a record of approving the door at 593.
Right. I'm not surprised.
Okay. Anything else? If not, I'll move on.
No, thank you.
Okay. Fabian, comments?
Yes, thank you. I, in addition to the concerns that have already been made about the door, I guess I am a little concerned about this use of tile in the front rather than do what has traditionally. I think the, in keeping, you know,
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything. Can anyone else?
Yeah, I think Fabian froze for a minute.
Frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I good?
You were. You're coming in and out still.
Oh. I said that
you're back on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I said mid comments about tiling not being, I don't think it's appropriate. I think it should be concrete, which is in line with the rest of the south end. The other point I want to make is there seems to be pooling there. So if that, whatever's done, there's got to be some way for that water to drain, which doesn't look like it's happening at the moment. That's a minor point. It's not a design issue. The third thing that I just wonder is, do these tiles allow people to walk freely? Slipping and falling down.
Yeah, which was the question that I asked earlier, if they were exterior grade tiles. Ceramic is not typically used in the exterior, but
Okay.
Yeah.
Point.
I'm not quite sure about this definition of, I think it's either porcelain or ceramic. In my mind, the difference between the two is the heat to which the material is taken, and porcelain is a much higher heat than ceramic. So, porcelain on one side and ceramic on the other. I just have never heard of a tile having both porcelain and ceramic in it.
I will double back with the designer for clarification on that.
Fabian, anything else?
that was it. Thank you.
David, comments?
I appreciate Fabian's comment about or question about tile in similar properties. I walked up and down a few other houses on that street and didn't see any other tile other than that one house that is the example. I don't know, my comments are just, I'm not aware of whether, you know, the commission approves, that kind of situation for tile. And I'm not aware of whether the commission approves doors with full glass in that location. So, it'll be great to hear for both myself and for Stephanie's sake, what the real rules are around both of those.
Mary, would you just like to respond to whether or not we approved the precedents at 593 Tremont?
Sure. So in my research, I looked up to see if we had actually approved this work at 593, and it seems like the application was to do a lot of work around the stoop and this garden level entry. However, it did not specifically list a door or tiling. So it is possible that it could have been part of that work. That's something that a paper file would tell us, but I am guessing that that was not part of the work, because at least in my short time on the commission, I have not seen you approve a door like this one before, and I haven't seen the use of tile either elsewhere in the South End. So based on that, It's my guess that this work at 593 was not approved.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, so David, any comments based on that understanding?
No further comments. I think the Mary's description speaks for itself.
Okay. Very good. Diana, would you like to comment further?
Yeah. Just one question. Where the current light is at 591. They want to, I'm just want some clarity. They want to install a light that's similar to 593. Is that correct?
Correct. They would like to replace the light that is there. They don't want to change the location. They just want to put something cleaner in, a little more modern, similar to, like, exactly what is at 593.
And the size of that, because the one that's currently there, it's too large, in my opinion. It just stands out. Now, this light here at 593, do we know the size of that, and will that look a little bit more sleeker?
I believe the size that is at 593 is the 7-inch, which is the smaller of the two.
It is, okay.
That we have shown here. I can confirm that. I don't have the measurement, but I know, again, the designer, our designer went out and looked at these materials and sought options to match them in a similar fashion.
Stephanie, I'll just interject here, and I probably ought to have interjected a little sooner, just to remind Diana that we've learned in this hearing itself that lighting is not in our purview.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
So, sorry.
Not a problem.
John, yep.
John, can I ask something?
Yeah, Catherine.
About that tile. Yeah, Catherine, sorry. Shouldn't the standard be brick pavers down in there?
Well, when it was going to get to my point to comment, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I think, but I didn't want to cut Diana off. Diana,
no, that was just my only concern was that light, because I just thought it was in an awkward position. And seeing that you're going to comment on the tiles, I have no further comments.
Thank you, Diana. So, yeah, I think, you know, everyone has commented on the tiles that they're not typical of the South End. There are approved paving for the South End, and it ranges. It could be brick, it could be bluestone, it could be granite, and it could be concrete. But I actually think there is a drain down there. It's just hard to see. Is that right? Stephanie, is there a drain?
I believe that there is. I think it's where the curve is. I think it's right at the base of that first step.
There's okay.
Kind of a dark spot there.
In the right corner, that lower right corner.
Yes, John, if you zoom in, it's yep. Right there in that, well, in the that far lower corner. Right corner.
Yep, which is why you get that wet triangle showing where it is.
Exactly.
Yep. So I think that, you know, the ceramic tile is not an appropriate material, whether or not it's exterior grade ceramic tile. It's just not in the language of the South End.
Okay.
With that, I think that, you know, staff has made recommendations for how we might move on this. I don't know if commissioners agree with staff, but this would be a time to, make a motion. On both the door and the tile.
I'll make a motion, unless Catherine or any of you guys would like to.
Be my best, John.
Nobody wants to. Okay, I'll make a motion to deny without prejudice the tile. And should we do this as a continuation or remand it to staff, or denial without prejudice? Mary, what would be the most appropriate administrative way to approach this? Mary, you're muted.
Yep.
God, I keep forgetting. You know, I think this is something that would be determined by what direction you want to move forward with a door. You know, if you want to, you know, if you think this door is just, or if you think that, you know, what I suggested in the staff comments where you rail up and then maybe had two glazed vertical panels.
Right.
You know, I'm comfortable approving something like that. But if you think that it should go in a different direction, then you might want to consider denying this without prejudice so that you could see it again.
No, I think we can send them to you. That's better for them.
Okay.
All right, I'll make a motion to remand this to staff. And exactly what we were just talking about, a configuration of the door that's more typical or appropriate to the South End, and what we have, I just was looking at some old notes. In the past, what we have done is a stoop door typically didn't have any glass during the historic period. But now that we have residences on the garden level, basement level, we have in the past allowed some doors to have lights, in other words, glass in the top portion, and typically, as Mary just said, and divided by a center mullion. So I think that's what we should require. And we should also, and so this should go to staff, also should be details of how the door is attached. But prior to that, there should be a site visit by staff to determine just once and for all whether this invisible door that's existing is historic or not. I suspect right. from David's description that it's not, but it's worth checking.
Okay. Can I just ask a question about the painting? Do we make a comment there as part of the motion?
Is that in our purview tonight, or is that staff? I mean, is that administrative?
Well, they've chosen to hold off on the painting, correct?
Okay.
So that's not something we're going to comment on right now.
It's not part of the application now. So
that's the motion.
That's the motion, and it's been seconded by Diana. So at this point, we can take public comment. And bear with me one moment, please.
Haven't you memorized that yet?
I wish I had. And I'm sorry, but I'm juggling two emails in order to do this.
Take your time.
You're going to have to get that printed out and framed, John.
Yeah. I will.
I think he should just record himself once and play it back each time.
I will.
That's a good idea.
I like that idea, John. So, okay, I'm ready now. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks with the hashtag #SEJune2Hearing. Each person will have 2 minutes. Joe or Gabby, do we have public comment?
We do not currently have anyone raising their hand or emailing us or chatting. Gabby, do you have any tweets coming in?
I am checking Twitter right now. There are no tweets.
Okay, I think we're good, John.
Great. Then we'll take a vote. And I'll do a roll call vote, and I'll call by name. So, John?
Yes.
Yes. Catherine?
Yes.
Diana?
Yes.
Fabian?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. With no objections, then the motion carries. So we'll now go to the next application, which is 181 Warren Avenue, application 20.1035. And the proposed work is at the roof, construct a roof deck with head house and hatch access. Is the applicant here?
I can see Derek's there.
Derek, are you on mute?
Yeah, I don't know, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay, good, all right, thanks. Sorry, I thought we were on later. So it looked like we were down the road in the agenda.
There have been some agenda items taken off the agenda.
Okay, I think the owner is running back to his computer, but I'm not sure when he's going to be back because I thought we were going to be on in a bit. So I apologize. So anyway, well, let's get started then.
If the owner is Taruno, Taruno is showing up as attending right now.
Well, good. Okay.
So
I had him go grab a picture of the mock-up because I wasn't sure if anybody had a chance to walk by. Mary, did you get a chance to walk by?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay, good. All right, good. Well, anyway, so then I'll jump in. Thank you all for giving us some time here today, and it's nice to see everybody. Actually, I don't think you can see me yet, can you? Okay, so let's add me on the camera, but when I try to click on the camera, it says more. I don't know how to get my camera to go without it saying more, rename, add profile picture. How about I right click? Nope, that would be logical, but it doesn't work. There we go. Thank you, host. Can you see me yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, good. Hopefully that's not a bad thing. So it's good to see everybody. It's good to see everybody again today. This time we're talking about Taruno's project 181 Warren Avenue. I'm just going to text him again. Great. And this is a condominium at the top of a four-story building. Let's see, I'm going to just put that there. Get this in front of me. Good. And the project is to replace a private roof deck that's already up there right now with a larger roof deck. And associated with that, right now the access to the roof deck is via a roof hatch near the back of the building. And that would be changed and moved over to a proposed co-compliant head house, more toward the center, but still largely near the, a little closer to the back than the center, actually. Or move back, not at the center line, but toward the back from the center. So the new deck would go a little bit beyond the ridge line toward the front, but would still be significantly set back from the front. So if I go through this, should we put the drawings up at the top here? I see them in small up here. I'm not sure.
I have the presentation loaded that you had sent me, so I can move this forward as you like.
Yeah, thanks for your patience here as I get used to this format.
Yeah.
So if we go to the first page there, to the left. If we go to the first page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. My arrow buttons are not going to work, right?
You have correct. To, yeah, okay. I have to do it.
Yeah, so if we go one page prior. Okay, good. Good, okay. So you can see the building at the top left-hand corner there. And you could see at the bottom left-hand corner, very small, where the existing roof deck is. The existing roof deck is very close to the back. And if we go to the next page, thank you. We've done a zoning analysis, zoning review, and the proposed deck would be compliant with the zoning. And at the bottom left, you can see that the proposed deck would be about 271 square feet. Let's go to the next page, please.
Actually, before you move to the next page, Derek, can you go back to that page and identify which end is the front of the building, which end is the back of the building?
Certainly. In the diagram at the bottom, the front is on the right.
Okay.
It seems to show the property line. That's not the best diagram. Let's keep going and we'll see.
Okay, great.
That's okay? Yep. So here are some photos of the existing conditions. At the top left, you can see the hatch that's there, and that is a pull-down ladder in the bedroom, which is very inconvenient for the incoming owner who just purchased it. they would like to make better use of this deck, and having that in their bedroom is not very convenient. You can see that you climb onto the roof, and then you step up onto the existing pressure treated deck, which is getting close to being 20 years old, I think, and is not in great shape. And then there's a couple of some existing skylights up there. The one that's Calwell's not theirs, but there is an existing metal one that is theirs, and that would get changed because that's where roughly where the head house would be relocated to. And then there's an existing bubbly skylight, which you can't really see in these views. And of course, the roof hatch would be filled in, and the new deck would go over that. So we'll see in a moment. Let's go to the next page. Great. So right now you cannot see the deck from the front. The top two left photographs show you that. And then the next photo to the right shows that you can see the deck from the rear. You can see the railing of it. The other views toward the bottom show the roof hatch in the bedroom there that would be filled in, as well as the skylights that would be filled in. The second skylight from the bottom left would be reshaped to become a head house. Let's go to the next page on the right.
Derek, do you mean hatch when you say head house, or do you mean head house?
Right now it's a hatch, and then I'm using the word head house for what's proposed because that's what the zoning code uses. They talk about a head house being no more than 2.5 feet above the deck, and then they talk about the top of the deck having to be less than 12 inches above the highest point of the roof. I'm doing this by memory, but I think I'm correct.
Okay.
So they call it a head house. So it's really an angled hatch, and we'll take a look at that in a moment.
Okay.
Here's the demo plan downstairs. Contains more information than you need to know. They're going to do a little bit of work on their apartment, but the idea is to locate a stair to the roof above the existing apartment stair below that goes, that's really actually the building stair that goes all the way down like that. So what we're trying to do is just stack a stair on top of the building stair to go up to this new level. So if we go to the next page here, great. So you can see this is the existing deck layout. The existing deck is 4 feet from the back. There's a mansard roof in the back. It's on a slight angle, but this is to the top of the mansard. It's 4 feet. The existing deck is 8.5 by 10'6". And then there's sort of a step area by that existing hatch. And then there's that fenced in area around the hatch, which is about 6.5 by 8.5 feet. And gives you some idea about where the existing skylights are and where we'd be kind of cutting around that, the larger skylight in the center, the bottom center of the screen there. The existing chimneys would remain. If we go to the next page. So again, the front is at the right. Warren Avenue is at the right. So below is the, you can see it here, this is the proposed stair going up to the roof, which would be, as I said before, stacked. They're going to do some kitchen reconfiguration. And if we go to the next sheet, by the way, those double walls you were seeing there, that's just the way the computer model cut the mansard. There's a mansard at the front and a mansard at the rear. Those mansards would remain. We're not touching those. So on the roof here, the proposed roof plan. So now we are actually moving the deck slightly, the rear of the deck moves slightly forward. Before we had a 4 foot setback here, we would have a 5 foot setback. And again, I'm doing this from memory right now, but I believe that's what the zoning requires. So then in the front, the zoning requires a 5 foot setback, although the bay window kind of sticks out way beyond that, especially at the roof, which has an overhang. So at the front, we're going 5 feet. Well, I indicate a 5 foot setback from the general building line there, but then we're actually 8'9" proposed setback from the general building line. Or if you want to take it from the edge of the bay roof, it's 8'9" plus 4'10¾", which is going to be something like 13.5 feet, roughly, something like that. right? 12, 13, yeah, something like that. 13 and a half feet roughly from the edge of the bay. So the new deck would be larger. They have a fairly small apartment, so they'd like to use this outdoor space. As you can see, it's roughly 18 feet wide and it's about 22 foot six long, but it's not a complete rectangle. In the middle of that, we have the proposed hatch slash headhouse, which would be on a slight angle, and it would conform to the zoning as I described earlier. The railing, the proposed railing would be 42 inches high above the deck, which is the code requirement. It would not have posts that go above the railing. The railing would be black metal, either black painted galvanized or black aluminum. And most likely we would have airplane cables with a top rail that would be metal as well. So if we go to the next page, you can see some sections that are cut through the proposed headhouse slash hatch. It's on about a 14 degree angle approximately. And you can see how we have been proposing to comply with zoning in terms of the top of the roof deck being less than 12 inches above the top of the roof and the top of the hatch being less or 30 inches or less above the top of the roof. You can see the proposed railing system. And go to the next. Yep, so these are just views of the top two are views of the interior stair that would go up to the roof, and the bottom left-hand view would particularly concern you. And that is taken most sort of from the front side of the sort of a bird's eye view of the deck. So the front is to the bottom left, Warren Avenue that is, and then the rear would be more to the top right. And I'm not sure if we have anything else at the last page. Yep, good.
Oh, the hatch opens. Okay, interesting. Derek, you're finished with your presentation?
Yes, I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, I'll begin questions. Why don't I start with Catherine this time?
Thanks, John. No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. David, questions?
It looks like there's horizontal rails below the rail. Can you describe what the perimeter of the deck is?
A horizontal rail, there's airplane cable, horizontal airplane cable. Is that what we're discussing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you describe what they're made of?
The railings would either be a painted galvanized steel or it would be an anodized black aluminum. If you have a preference about what's appropriate, let us know. We're eager to comply. The top rail, does the top rail need to be a black rail?
Typically, yes.
Yep, okay. So we would make it so.
While you're describing airplane cable, maybe not everybody knows what that is.
Oh, okay.
So could you describe what it is and what it looks like?
It's a very thin stainless steel cable. Okay. It's probably it's literally about 2 millimeters, I think, in diameter, roughly. So really quite small. You would see, if you were to see this from a distance, and again, our objective is not to be seen from the street here, right? So if you were to see, actually, we might have some in the photographs earlier of other people's decks. I'm not sure in this presentation, if we go back a few and see if any of the neighbors' decks have something like this. I can't really tell. I can't tell in this one, but it's just a very, very thin line. It looks like a very thin line. You wouldn't be able to even tell what kind of material it is from a distance or what color it is, if you even notice it at all. Really, what you're going to see is the top rail and the posts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fabian, do you have any questions at this point?
Yeah. So, you know, if you look at the very first picture that, or the very first slide in your presentation, thank you. If there is something that appears to be peeping behind one of the bays, right at the very top, is wheat, could you point out, is that your property or is that somebody else's?
So it's the arrow is slightly to the right of the building. So if we move the arrow slightly left, not quite that far down. But I think you're looking at the dark bay window at the very top, the dormer bay. And just to the left of that is the top of the chimney, I believe.
Oh, that's a chimney. All right.
Yes. Yes, that looks really like a chimney.
Yep. So, okay. Yep.
No, go ahead, John.
Did you have any more questions, Fabian, besides
that? Yeah. As a follow-on, and I don't know, being relatively new to the commission, are we allowed, if this deck is not visible from the street, are we allowed to question about the nature of why the railing is horizontal rather than vertical, which tends to be the more common way in which these decks were constructed historically?
Right. And that's a question for Mary, is the visibility. Mary, what do you know of the visibility of the deck? You said you've seen a mock-up, is that correct?
That is correct.
Is there a photograph of that mock-up in your staff comments?
Yes, there should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at it. If you took this, did you take this photograph?
I did, yeah. I took both of them.
There seems to be actually significant visibility from a public way.
So
based on that photograph.
Yeah, so you can see, I'll start with the rear of the building. There's a gap in the street wall from which, if you're looking from Columbus Avenue, you can see the rear of the deck. And along Warren Avenue, you can't see it if you're standing directly in front of the building on Warren Avenue, but because of the building's proximity to the intersection of West Brookline Street, it's a much wider street. And if you walk a little bit back on West Brookline Street, you can see this mock-up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess that was my question, which was, has that been taken into consideration? And very last question that I have, and I'll then hand over the back to you, John, is I don't see any mention of lighting, because if this is already visible, is there going to be lighting that's also going to be visible?
Nothing. No. If there is, we haven't addressed the issue of lighting with the client yet. So, any kind of lighting would certainly be below the 42-inch height of the railing. If there are particular requirements for the lighting, okay. I'm getting a text. I think Taruno can't seem to get his microphone working, but he just texted me and said there will be no lighting up there.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at a photograph that Taruno took this evening, and I don't see the mock-up at all. So, Mary, are you able to put onto the screen the photos that you're referring to? Because I have not seen them.
Yeah, sure. Just give me
appreciate
one
it.
Second.
Mm-hmm. While Mary's doing that, Fabian, do you have any further comment? Questions. We're on questions. Sorry. Any further
questions? No, I don't have any further questions.
Okay. Catherine?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I already went.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
And
yeah.
I've lost track of who I've asked questions. David, I've asked questions of you, right? John, questions?
No questions.
Diana? Diana, any questions?
You're muted, Diana.
No questions, John.
Okay. So are you going to, Mary, are you putting up the photograph?
Yes, I am. I'm just looking for it.
Okay.
Turner, are you with us there? I think I see your microphone activated.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Super. Here's Turner, everyone.
Yep.
Turner is the owner.
I just came back from Warren Avenue, and I took a picture walking down into Brookline Street, and I could not see the mock-up even from down the Brookline Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just get this into a... All right. So this is the mock-up. Is that it?
Oh, that must have been taken even further down in Brookline Street than I was.
It looks like you're pretty near the intersection, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were really zoomed in.
Actually, I don't think I was zoomed in much on this photo, but can't remember. But either way, you could see, I could point it out immediately from the street.
Yeah, I can see that. So I think that gives commissioners a good idea of the visibility, enough to frame some comments. So I'll go to folks for comment. John, how about you?
Well, I think this is, from what I can tell from the presentation, this is a fairly visible deck. And typically what we would do is have a subcommittee that would go to the site and have the deck rails or the mock-up moved while looking at it live. How do we do subcommittees in the current COVID state of affairs? Do you do it for us, or?
Can't we go and just maintain social distancing?
Yeah, we haven't done any subcommittees that have been required to be in person for. You know, it might be something that, you know, we could go and just maintain a 6-foot distance apart.
The city doesn't have a policy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, if it's this visible, one, I think there needs to be a site visit with a mock-up that is movable so that the subcommittee can look at it and move the railing as needed to make it minimally visible, which is what we allow. And even though it is minimally visible, the railings have to be black steel picket with no ornamentation. I don't think we care about the facies of the deck because they're out of view. However, Derek, anything that you can do to lower the deck will help you because it will make the railings not have to be moved as far back.
Okay.
I noticed in one of your sections that you've done a perfectly nice, reasonable section construction, but it is raising the deck above the roof and making it taller. So so those are the two ways to make it less apparent. And mm-hmm. I think that's what we'd have to address.
Can I say one little thing to this?
Sure, Toruno. Can you give us your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Toruno Stephenson, and I'm the owner of the apartment.
Thank you.
And I was just up on the roof there now for about 10, 15 minutes ago to take pictures and all that stuff. And I have to say that the mock-up is way higher than the railings on the neighbor's decks and stuff like that. So it is not gonna be at this height. So I feel that the mock-up was made way too high.
Well, then that's not a good mock-up. And obviously we need to see a revised mock-up.
Right.
Yeah.
It might be an opportunity to see, you know, if you can detail it to drop it as well.
Yeah.
We can look at that. I was assuming probably 2x10 or 2x12 framing, and then the high point of the roof is halfway down the building. So, I'm thinking in my mind, would we try? I'd have to talk to our engineer, but would we try to use a thinner framing at the peak of the roof, and then maybe use a thicker framing as the roof slopes away? That might get us a few inches that way too.
Mm-hmm. Others have done that, exactly that.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to try to use steel for the expense and the weight, but there might maybe putting more members of framing that are thinner is something that we could look at doing. I think that would be a very reasonable way to accommodate the request that we're hearing here.
Mm-hmm. Well, so it sounds like the applicant needs to go back and, are there other, I should allow other comments from commissioners.
Yeah, let's take other comments, John, and we can come back to frame a motion.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, Catherine, comments?
I just want to make sure that I'm looking at the right thing here. It's that little white rectangle up against the Hancock Tower?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. My comment is that what everybody else has said, that's just far too visible.
Yeah. As far as the comment goes, you might agree to a subcommittee to determine minimal visibility?
Absolutely, and I'm in favor of actually going there and observing social distancing. And we just have to look at it, right. You know.
Okay. So, Fabian, comments?
I would just echo what Catherine just said, nothing else.
Okay. David?
Echoing both of the previous comments and also mentioning that it didn't appear that there were any other roof decks along the entire block that were closer to the street than the existing one that was there. And John's comment of having plain railings was just brushed over. I think we should just illustrate a little bit more what the requirement is.
Okay. Very good. Diana?
Those railings are way too high, and I agree we need to do a site visit.
Sure. Before we go to framing a motion, I'll offer some comments. One is that I think we haven't really talked about it much, but Mary had identified that there's also visibility from the rear through a gap in the buildings, from a public way through a gap in the buildings. You can see the rear elevation. And while we don't like visibility from a public way at all, we tend to be a little bit more forgiving of rear elevation visibility than front elevation visibility. But then the rail has to conform to the typical language of fire escape, which is steel post, steel top rail, and steel pickets, as opposed to the horizontal stainless steel cables that are being proposed, which are lovely and very contemporary looking, and we know why you like it, but it doesn't speak to the language of the South End.
Black.
And it all needs to be black. And it seems to me that there's a possibility that the deck fascia board or structure might be visible from the rear, and therefore any structure that would be visible would have to have a fascia board, and the fascia board would need to be dark too. That would be my comment. And then from the front visibility, which we like even less than visibility from the rear, I think that would be best determined by a subcommittee to minimize that visibility as much as possible.
May I make a comment?
I'm sorry, who is that speaking?
It's Derek Rubinoff, the architect.
Derek, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So I think we have no issue with the doing this picket railing. I was not aware of that requirement, but if the committee would prefer the picket as a black painted iron or steel, I don't think we would have any issue with that whatsoever. And we'd be happy to change that in our drawings. Regarding the rear, the other decks that are there, including the existing deck, are closer to the rear as they are right now than what we are proposing. We're actually pulling it away from the rear by a foot. Right now, the rear of this existing deck is 4 feet from the rear of the roof, and we would be proposing to actually make it 5 feet away from the rear. So that's one of the things that pushed us a little bit more, pushed us more forward than the previous deck. But I guess the other question I have, so I'd like everyone to take that into consideration. I mean, there's not a lot we can do about the visibility in the back if you're really kind of looking through some very specific places. And I think I do have a photograph earlier in my presentation of what the rear view is, and if we want to take a look at that, we can. But I do want to just get some thoughts from the committee about at the front here, what might be acceptable in terms of this particular view that we're looking at right now. We're sort of ways down a side street. You know, we're probably about 80 or 90 meters away from the building, maybe here. When we were looking at it on site, or the photographs on site, the one that Taruno sent me earlier this evening, you really can't see it when you're going up and down Warren Avenue. As it is. So I understand that the committee would like to not be able to see this from down a side street here, but given the situation where, you know, this is what we have, what might be acceptable if for any kind of visibility down this, from this particular angle?
Yeah, but didn't Mr. Stephenson just also say that this markup is higher than what will be reality? If that is the case, if this mock-up is much higher than what your real height is going to be, wouldn't it be better if it was reviewed so that we know what that real height is rather than a mock-up that is inaccurate?
Absolutely, Fabian. And I think it was already suggested that before we have a site visit, that there be a revised mock-up.
Yeah.
And that Derek would look into thinner deck construction as part of that, to determine an accurate rail height based on perhaps a thinner deck construction.
I would bet that this rail height is accurate, and that what's happening is that it's the thickness of the construction of the deck that's making it seem so high, with all due respect, Mr. Stephenson. But I do, looking at those sections more carefully, I think, Derek, you have... I've known Derek a number of years. You can certainly get more structure, a thinner structure in there, and lower this a lot, because every inch you lower it is an inch you won't have to push it back.
Mm.
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
I just want to say a couple of things to what Derek said. Regarding the rear view, you know, we don't like to see roof decks from any view from a public way, but we tend to... you know, in an effort to work with an applicant to in the best possible way to get a feasible deck on your roof, we will sometimes be a little bit more forgiving of a rear view. Doesn't mean we love it, but, you know, in certain instances, it's possible to approve a rear view of a deck. Pushing it back a foot, I'm going to mention, Derek, in our experience of doing lots of site visits and subcommittees for roof decks, pushing it back a foot from the view that we're seeing already is not going to reduce the amount of rail visibility that I can tell. You can actually see the entire deck down to the structure already from the public way. So moving it a foot is going to be negligible in terms of reducing its visibility from that view. However, moving it from the front view, you probably will get some mileage moving it back a foot or two. But that we won't know until we view a revised mock-up in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So so that said, those are my comments. and summarizing those comments of others. I think we could go to a motion unless there's something, Derek or Taruno, you need to add.
I'll just jump in for a sec. This is Derek. I will. I think we could have a revised mock-up in a matter of a few days. I'll just talk to the contractor, but I know he's eager to help us all with this process here. So,
that's great.
Derek,
I have a question about that mock-up. The sloped head house slopes in the direction I wasn't expecting. It slopes away from the deck, sort of higher towards the edge of the building than it is towards the middle of the building. Is that correct?
Well, if we go back, if we could get the presentation back on to the screen here.
That's a daylight or skylight. We've seen those before. That's the way they work.
Right. Yeah. But I guess what surprised me was how high it is at the high end of it. And I'm wondering if the mock-up needs to include the hatch.
That's a good idea.
Based on what the Axon showed us. So it was really your Axon that brought it to my concern.
Let's take a look at the next page if we could.
Yes. There. So there, it seems to me that the it's an L-shaped configuration of a hatch. Is that right?
It is. It is. And if we go back one page, let's go back one.
That's for head height coming up the stairs. Is that right?
Right. So if we look at the section on the left, we look at the section on the left here, you can see there's a dashed line. And the dashed line is the code required head height. So we're trying to maintain that. Now, I hear what you're saying, and I think we could accommodate reducing the volume of that head house by angling the right side of that in that section.
Well, that would go a long way. That would reduce the visibility a huge amount.
Yeah, so let's...
The potential visibility.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's visible, but it stands a better chance of being visible the way it's proposed.
Right, right. So I will go ahead. I would be happy to go ahead and make that adjustment to the drawing. Mm-hmm. This is probably the way I drew it here is arguably easier to frame, but in order to accommodate what we're talking about here, I think that's an easy change for us to make on our end. And so we would try to kind of keep it close to that 6'8" line on the inside and. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think you would have any visibility at all from the street.
Yeah, the portion of the head house that has the bubble hatch in it concerns me less because it's so much farther back.
It's really in the middle of the building, pretty
from
much.
From the front of the building. Yeah. But it was the part that reaches toward the front of the building that concerned me, that you just said you could modify.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, we didn't expect it to be visible at all, but you know, I was thinking more from walking up and down Warren Street, we didn't anticipate, I guess, the going down the side street from the view that Mary had taken a photograph of. And now that I understand the context of your concern, I think this is a modification we'd be quite happy to make.
I mean, the long side street views are every bit as important as the street that the property sits on. Buildings at intersections are more vulnerable to that visibility. And we take roof decks on a case-by-case basis because of that, just so you know. There, we've had to outright deny decks on buildings at intersections where there are long views from multiple directions. That's just one of the factors that we have to consider. Mm-hmm. So I think with all of that said, I think we could be ready for a motion.
Who wants to be on the subcommittee?
That's a good question.
Catherine and Fabian?
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
Okay.
I nominate. All right, I'll make a motion to remand this to a subcommittee of Catherine Hunt and Fabian D'Souza.
Second.
That's great. And it's been seconded by David. David, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess we can go to public comment then. And I'll just read that members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press star 9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks with the hashtag #SEJune2Hearing. Each person will have 2 minutes. Do we have anybody raising their hand or sending in tweets?
Okay, we don't have anyone raising their hand or sending emails. We do have one from Carrie Stephenson is thanking you for your consideration, and we're looking forward to working with the subcommittee. She's one of the property owners who sent in that comment. Otherwise, I don't see anything else. Mary, do you see any tweets?
No, there's no tweets.
Okay. Great, then I guess we'll go to a vote. So I'll do a roll call vote again. I'll start with Diana. Diana?
Yes.
Great, David? Unmute, David. David? David Shepherd?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Great. Fabian?
Yes.
Catherine?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion. So everyone's in favor and the motion carries.
So what would our next step be?
Mary?
So why don't you let me know when your revised mock-up is ready?
Mm-hmm.
I will reach out to the commissioners and get their availability. Just something to keep in mind, we will have to advertise a subcommittee meeting 48 hours or 2 business days ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something to keep in mind with scheduling. So usually it takes a little while to get a subcommittee on the calendar, but I will make sure that this gets started and we'll hopefully get a date set very soon.
Okay, good. And I'll communicate to our contractor about getting out there to make adjustments. I think that can be done quickly, and then Mary will let you know as soon as that seems like it's ready for you.
Great, thank you.
Good. I want to thank everybody very much for your time.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we have a couple of more agenda items, everyone. Hopefully they'll be quick. So I think the next item on the agenda is to approve administrative review. And thankfully, some of these things moved off of the agenda for applications into administrative review.
Do you want someone to propose a motion to approve?
I would love it.
I propose approving all these applications.
Okay, we have a motion to approve administrative review has been seconded. And we don't take public comment for approval of administrative review, so we'll go right to a vote. John?
Yes.
Diana? Diana?
Yes.
Catherine?
Yes.
Fabian?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion, and their administrative review is approved. And that now we have to ratify the minutes. Would somebody like of the last meetings? Do we have to do these one at a time?
Yes. I will just note that I did not include the May 5th hearing minutes. I did not complete them, so those will have to wait until the July hearing. But you can go ahead and ratify the minutes from May 11th and May 18th, as long as there's no...
And may I, I was not present at the 11th meeting. Am I allowed to ratify that set of minutes? I'm happy to do so for the 18th.
Joe, what do you think?
You can, yes. You're,
okay.
You can vote for them.
Okay.
That would hold true for David as well.
Yes.
Mary, do we have to vote on these separately or can we vote on them together?
I think that they can be voted on together. In the past, we've done them together.
Okay. So would somebody like to make a motion then?
I make a motion to approve the administrative review.
No,
we're on minutes, Diana.
Minutes, I'm sorry. I'm looking at administrative review. The minutes from May, what is that? May 11th and 18th.
Right.
I second.
Okay, it's been seconded by Fabian. I'll take a roll call vote again. I'll start with you, Diana.
Yes.
Okay, Fabian?
Yes.
Catherine?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion, so they're approved. Great. And staff updates?
I don't have very many. Just a note that I'm getting questions about holding subcommittee meetings. So, you know, depending on how we all feel about going out into the field, expect to hear from me soon.
Mm-hmm.
Have we set a subcommittee date for Columbus Ave?
Yeah, so I am working on that. The first date that everybody can get together is June 15th.
Okay, I just want to make sure I don't overbook something.
Yeah.
It's a Monday, okay.
Correct, yeah.
Mary, when is the next hearing?
The next hearing will be July 7th. So, full month this time.
Oh, okay.
And I don't presume we'll have a quorum problem the week of July 7th, like we normally would.
Yeah, who can go anywhere?
I have to be away out of the country from in the beginning of August, so I don't know if there's any meeting then.
Yeah, it's always the first Tuesday of the month, but yeah, just let me know.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, great.
And one we always have quorum problems is the one right after Labor Day. Mm.
Okay. If not anything else, does somebody want a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. It's seconded. Do I have to do a roll call or can we all say aye?
Aye.
Hi.
Hey, Diana, can John and I have a ride home?
Of course. I'll meet you in the parking lot.
Thank you all.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, can yes. I? Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Joe, don't end the meeting because you're right, the host.
No. Did you want us all to hold on or just
Mary? No, just wanted to talk to Mary.
All right, see you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, John.
Bye, John.
Hey, Joe.
All right, John, thank Bye. You.
I just wanted to double check with you. I mean, I went along with the vote to have everything go to you for administrative review, but mm-hmm. I'd walked by a couple